Happy holiday. Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
Are you ready, Greg?
Happy oh, yeah.
Holiday.
I've got the tree up already.
Oh, get out of here. Stop. Oberlin Holiday Bazaar. May the calendar. Hotel at Oberlin coming up on Saturday, 10 to 3. Janet Haar from the Oberlin Business Partnership joins us. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
So is the decorations, or is the hotel at Oberlin getting in the festive spirit already?
Well, I think we're helping them do that by saying, hey, we're going to have lots of people there on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Lots of kids there, too, right? There's a lot of things for children as well as adults for this, right?
Absolutely. Bring the whole family.
So, Jana, what can people expect when they arrive on Saturday?
Well, the hotel will be buzzing with activity. We have about 40 vendors upstairs in the beautiful ballroom. We have gift raffles, 50-50 raffles. We have door prizes. We have Disney characters. We have Santa and Mrs. Claus. We might even have free cookies, but don't tell anybody. It's just going to be a wonderful day.
And let's talk about these vendors you've got here. What kind of things are they going to be selling at this event?
Well, we're excited that this year we have a lot of homemade items and products, so you can really find some unique gifts. We also have some commercial products, Tupperware, Mary Kay, but we have a lot of homemade this year, which I think is really going to make this special.
And you mentioned this is going on at the hotel at Oberlin. How has that been a nice addition to the downtown Oberlin area over the last year or so?
Well, you can't really drive through Oberlin on State Route 58 or 511 without seeing this beautiful new hotel, which is a LEED, Platinum LEED certified hotel. And for those of people who understand environmental issues, that means it's the highest quality of environmental sustainability. So it's been really good for us. They're just this week having a conference there, lots of people in town, which helps our downtown, too, because those people come into downtown and spend money and eat food.
Well, and this event that's going on from 10 to 3 this coming Saturday, this event brings people down not only for that, but that helps your organization, too, I suppose.
Yes. We do so many things throughout the year to bring people into Oberlin and to support our community, and this does help us continue to do that.
Janet, beyond this event, can you give us a little inside scoop as to what you have planned for the rest of the year?
Well, the next Friday, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving, Santa comes to town. So he'll be riding on his fire truck to Martin Luther King Jr. Park, lighting the Christmas tree, coming down to the cable co-op where the Oberlin Rotary Club will be serving chili and hot chocolate and cookies, and kids will get to visit with Santa. And then the very next day, Saturday, the 25th, is Shop Small Saturday. We got lots of things going on downtown for Shop Small Saturday.
And, of course, you got a lot of small shops down there.
We do. That's why we love Shop Small.
and as with any place, too, I've been down there recently, too, there's sort of some new things, or at least you see things that are there as standards, and then other people take over different storefronts and try their hand at being a small business. What recommendation do you usually have for some of those new businesses that come into the downtown area?
Number one is be a part of the community. I think in any small community, it's important if you're a business person to be a part of the community. So get to know people. The more people you know and the more you interact, the more people will say, hey, I'm going to go down to Joe's store today. So most important is be a part of the community.
And again, we want to remind people this coming Saturday from 10 to 3, the Oberlin mm-hmm. Holiday Bazaar, and bring the kids. I understand there's going to be some Disney characters as well as even Santa and Mrs. Claus on the kid.
Yes, we have 3 Disney characters coming. I can't tell which ones because it's a secret, but they will be coming, and they just might burst into song at any moment. Wow. last year, that was one of the highlights. We thought, oh boy, lots of kids will want their picture taken. What we didn't realize is how many adults would want their picture taken with the Disney character.
Well, I wondered if there was an age limit on the face painting. That's what I was going to ask.
No, and actually, that was another thing that was kind of interesting. Lots of moms and grandmoms got face painted last year.
Janet, tell us a little bit about the Oberlin Business Partnership and why businesses should partner with your group.
The Oberlin Business Partnership is a hybrid organization. So we are the Chamber of Commerce for Oberlin, but we're also the Main Street organization concerned with downtown vitality and historic preservation. So partnering with us helps the whole community because small rural towns like Oberlin, who were originally formed to service the community, now also service the community, but because community people can drive 10 minutes in any direction and get anything they want, the downtowns serve as a community gathering place. So a place to gather and a place to see people and eat dinner with your friends and shop with your friends. Our partners help us keep that vibrant and vital.
And they also provide more, sometimes, of a more personal touch, sort of uniqueness about them that they can't get sometimes at larger, freestanding stores elsewhere.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we tell people is if there's something that you want that you don't find, ask. Many times the people in these small stores can get it for you.
Nothing like the personal touch when you're looking for a gift. It helps at this time of the year, and you can find out a lot. There's, again, the holiday presents that are available. You can pick them up, look to see what the different vendors have. It's always unique to see, and sometimes when you're looking for something that's quite unique, that's not seen everywhere, this is where you can find it. Again, it's
absolutely
the Oberlin Holiday Bazaar at the Hotel at Oberlin this Saturday from 10 to 3. And bring the kids because there's going to be a lot of fun. Janet, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing a little detail with us today.
Thanks for having us on and helping me get the word out.